Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Testing the line. Arizona, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Yes.
West Yorkshire, are you there?
Loud and clear.
All right.
Over.
Are you both buried in snow at the moment? Or?
No, we've. Yes. I was just gone.
Been and gone.
Yeah.
Well, I am actually off work today because, yes, indeed.
Wow.
We got some snow in Arizona.
Oh.
And closed the store. They got quite a lot of snow up in Jerome, Arizona. Yeah. And I think Flagstaff got a couple of feet.
Wow.
I think.
Wow.
So you're not actually snowed in. You can leave the home. You can leave your house.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't really want to.
You have to dig yourself out.
Particularly.
Did you get on
well,
the drive?
No. But it's very muddy because where I live, there is no... it's not paved roads, so it's all dirt roads.
Ah.
So it's super slippy and muddy.
Bit messy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's the first A Quick One podcast of the year. Can you believe
wow,
it?
Wow,
crikey!
Yeah. Is it too late to say Happy New Year to all our listeners?
Well, it's a belated Happy New Year.
So.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. A lot has changed since we last met.
Indeed. Look at that. We've got a new president.
New president.
Everything's oh, yeah. That's be a bit right. of good news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank
God.
Look at that.
Thank God that went through without too many problems last week.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, must be amazing now in America, is it?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Everything's instantly changed.
Instantly
overnight.
Changed, that's it, yeah. But we're just jealous. We're just jealous because we're stuck with our Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
You give the rest of the world hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today we passed the 100,000 deaths.
Yeah, we're leading the world, aren't we? We're leading the world.
We'll beat it.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's absolutely
look at
horrendous.
That. Look at that. Matty knocking us down to reality one harsh swoop. He's like, okay, that's enough good news. I'll give you some bad news to chew on.
It's funny how there was big news because New Zealand got a case of coronavirus the other day.
Yeah. And there's that thing.
That made the news because they got a case.
Yes.
And there's that thing where they're an island and we're an island.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm.
compare and contrast.
Compare and contrast. Yeah,
yeah.
But I've got a little bit.
Well,
sorry, go on, Stuart.
Yeah, no. I don't want to talk COVID anymore unless you're about to start continuing talking about COVID.
I was, but I was going to give a little piece of good news.
Good.
Okay. Come on, let's hear it. We could use some.
Guess who's had their jab?
Have you had your jab?
Oh,
I've had my jab.
Wow.
Well, hey!
I've had my jab.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crikey.
So, yeah, it was painless, absolutely painless.
Yeah.
And I haven't started...
Do you feel invincible now? You're walking around like a...
I'm like, yeah, bring it on. Bring it on. Yeah.
No. I will kick your little COVID ass. Bring it on.
No, I'm a trailblazer.
Yes.
For it, but... Yes, one of the few people under 80.
Yeah.
How'd you wangle that? Did you slip someone a tenner?
No. Being a care worker, I'm allowed to get first dibs on it.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, and I went down, right? I went down to the lead Bradford Infirmary to do it, and you had to answer a lot of questions, and one of them was, how old are you? And I didn't know. I didn't know the answer. I had to look at my date of birth, trying to figure out the year it is now. And I was like doing all the sums in front of them. I finally worked it out.
Are you in denial? Is it that age?
Yeah, I was more. It was more than I expected. It was a higher figure than I thought. It always is.
Crikey.
This is, if you've never listened to the show before, it is a music show.
Believe it or not.
And yeah. Has anyone discovered the sound of 2021 yet?
No, not yet.
It's, no.
Well, you know, there's a few things, but maybe I'll throw them at you next time.
All right.
There's a few.
I'll look forward to that.
I've got a massive revelation.
Yeah, what's that?
Go on.
I really like two songs off the Sleep with Sleaford Mods album.
Oh, only two?
Gosh.
Two. That's pretty good. I was really pleasing myself. But I really like them. So when I was whinging about them last time, or when I was going on some kind of rant, I take it all back. Great stuff. Very happy with that.
Well, it took you a while, but you came around in the end.
I know.
Yes.
It only took you... I'm just cynical. And,
you know, it only took you 20 years to get into the fall as well, so there you go.
You always remind me of this.
Oh, yes, I'll never forget.
Yeah, you didn't like the fall. Yeah. I do like them now.
Unbelievable.
And I have been listening to, and as our view hosts, I believe, I've been listening to them a lot recently. Well, you know, it's really weird.
Yeah, well, 3 years gone.
The fall, they're not exactly, not the sound of 2021, though, are they?
No, they're not.
Oh, come on. They're the sound of every year.
Shall we listen to a song?
Go on, then.
Go on, then.
All right. Let's start with this. This is by a band called Cheekface. And this song is called Call Your Mum, or Call Your Mom.
M-O-M.
A microdose of friendship. I'm right twice a day. Who's the Russian oligarch now? The Oatmilk Latte, the undercover cops. Here comes another sleepless night. You rise and then shine to the DVD menu. You ever open both of your eyes at the same time, only to find you got a cheek-faced lyric face tat? They hold hands and she reaches for the pasta while we wait in line for our participation trophies. Waiting until we get hungry again. Leave the tap running at the fountain of friends. Keep the receipts. If you want to return life's gift to the mall, a canary in a gold mine, an ivy drip of kindness, quick touch all the dogs, no late capitalism while I'm talking, life's rich uncles, their ice cream shop is closed, beer served as well for quite some time, now we grow our own kale and live our lives, they want your attention 24-7, resistance is easy, call your mom, they hold hands as she reaches for the pasta, while we wait participation trophies, waiting until we get hungry again. Leave the tap running at the fountain of friends. Keep the receipts if you want to return last gift to the mall. A canary in a gold mine. Leave the tab running at the fountain of friends. Keep the receipts if you want to return life's gift to the mall. A canary in a gold mine.
There we go. That was Cheekface from their new album, which is called Emphatically No. Ooh. There you go.
All right.
And that song was called Call Your Mom.
Yes. Look at that.
Stuart, so you've lived in America for quite a big portion of your life. Yeah.
Yes, I know I have.
Have you gone over to mom, or are you still mum when you talk to your mum?
Oh, I'll always be mum.
Mum.
Right. Always be mum. Yeah. I've never really understood the mom thing and not mum.
Oh, right.
When I was little, I called my mum ma'am.
Ma'am, yeah.
Oh, because well, you're a Geordie.
Geordie. Yeah. So I used to say, hello, ma'am. And then I changed to mum after about 2 years of living in Yorkshire.
Oh, there we go. You changed just to fit in. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, is mum very Yorkshire, do you think?
I would say that's the preferred one, isn't it, for Yorkshire?
I don't know if it's particularly Yorkshire. I've always used mum, and I'm from the Midlands, so...
Okay.
I think mam is an Irish thing as well, isn't it?
Mam's Irish as well as and mam. Mam's Geordie.
So don't know where mom comes from.
What about that?
Anyway, to the song that was Call Your Mum. What do you think of that?
Dead breezy, wasn't it?
It was very breezy that you could say that. Yeah.
It belted along. Mm-hmm. It sounded to me like a better version of that Kiwi Junior band that we had on.
Oh, yeah.
Like a little bit more interesting, more interesting lyrics. They managed to shoehorn a lot of words into there.
Yeah, I think that's a thing about them. I've listened to most of the album and there's lots of words. Yeah. And quite funny, some of them.
Love the pasta line. Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was that. And the other thing I noticed about it was it must be very difficult to sing Canary in American without sounding like They Might Be Giants.
they kind of cornered the market on that 30 odd years ago.
Yeah, I bet they gave it a go, this, but it did sound like Birdhouse and Yourself. Bro.
You know what, you just ruined it for me now. Now I think they just sound like They Might Be Giants.
There was a bit of that, isn't there?
I think definitely a bit of They Might Be Giants. Other songs have sort of shades of the first song in the album. Sounds quite pavement-y.
There's a bit of pavement in there for me
a bit
as
of
well.
That. In the the tone of his voice as well is could be a bit Malcolm-y.
Definitely not as whiny.
Not as whiny.
So I saw you. That came out when as soon as you hit play. I just happened to have a pair of drumsticks in my hand, and I was doing a bit of air drumming.
Yeah, you look like you knew the song already. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, it's got a steady beat that I was digging. Yeah. But I looked over at you two guys on the Zoom thing, and you're both like staring intently at the screen, and that's when I realized you were both reading the lyrics.
We're reading the lyrics.
I was just too caught in the moment doing the air drumming. So
I kindly displayed the lyrics for you there. Yeah,
you did, and also you pointed the arrow towards where the bit of the song where we were, like it was that bouncing ball things he used to get
following with my finger there.
Love it.
Yeah,
it's all right. It's handy. I liked it.
Yeah, it's their it's their second album. They're from Los Angeles. That's about all I know about them.
Very pop for Los Angeles. I think when I think of Los Angeles, I think of leather trousers and overbearing bands that are just, it's just, I don't know. You've played in Los Angeles, haven't you, Richard?
Oh yes. I didn't like Los Angeles at all.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it was
horrible place.
Yeah.
Matthew, we've played in Los Angeles
a couple of times.
That was many moons ago, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
But I think they were probably my more cherished memories of Los Angeles. I've had some pretty horrible ones since then.
Yeah.
But it's like playing in London. That was never fun either. But don't get me going. Let's go back to this. Let's go back to Cheekface, right?
So listening to them, you wouldn't immediately guess they're from LA, would you?
Really? No, I think that was the point that I was trying to make and didn't. Right. So thanks for coming back to the point. They sounded
quite nerdy, and you don't imagine nerds coming from LA, or do they? I don't know.
Well, everyone's they do. Silicon Valley, it's full of nerds.
Yeah, I was just about to stop myself as soon as I was saying that, thinking, of course.
But it's also full of hopeless rock bands as well.
Yeah.
And it's full of blaggers. Yeah.
I like, I was reading a review of the album, and one of the criticisms they had was that the songs were a bit short. But
I didn't think there was a problem with that.
Come on.
No problem with that. Yeah.
No problem with that whatsoever. You keep it up, lads. Keep it up.
Don't, on your third album, make them longer. Don't listen to that reviewer and make them longer, please.
And quite refreshingly simple in their approach with, instrumentation. That it was just...
just stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, just
Just stuff.
Yeah, effective.
Guitar, bass, drums.
Yeah.
Good stuff. The vocals carried it, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
I'm going to play another song now. I haven't decided because you submitted three.
Deciding live on air.
So shall I just do one at random? How about this one? Swans.
Go on.
Okay, this is...
So I'm interested to hear this. Oh, God, I've just given away that I haven't listened to.
Landing on fresh ears for one of us, at least. This is Swansea Sound, and I Sold My Soul on eBay.
I sold my soul on eBay.
Get a doctor, Sam, we'll get a doctor.
Beats were derisory.
Get a doctor, Sam, we'll get a doctor.
I need some money, don't need a soul. So monetizing is my goal. I sold my soul on YouTube.
Get a doctor, Sam, we'll get a doctor.
Got my own channel too.
Get a doctor, Sam, we'll get a doctor.
I need attention, I need a bag. And it's the best I've ever had.
Supplementary tambourine there at the end.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Look at that.
Ooh. It's very, very, very modern song, isn't it? Talking about eBay, streaming.
Yeah, it's going to date. It's going to date, isn't it? In 5 years' time.
I'm sure they're not in the slightest bit concerned by
I'm
that.
I'm sure they're
given
not.
Given who's responsible for it.
So we should better say that this is like an indie pop supergroup, isn't it?
Well, it's pretty much the Pooh Sticks, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Hugh and Amelia.
Yeah.
And Rob from Heavenly. So,
and the drummer's called Ian Button.
I didn't know that.
Right.
That's what it says.
One of my favourite named drummers.
Ian Button.
Ian Button.
Well, I was actually quite excited to hear that because, as you probably know, I was a very big Pooh Sticks fan. Back in my teenage years. In fact, I used to write to Hugh Pooh Stick.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Right, yeah, it's true.
Here we go.
I think I've only ever written two fan letters in my life, and one of them was to Hugh Pooh Stick.
Wow.
So I still have it. In fact, I should maybe I should find it. I have a couple of them.
But you should put a competition see who was the other one.
Someone out
the Sidleys.
Not close, actually. I can tell you right now. It was the Motorcycle Boy.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And Alex sent me a signed photo, and unfortunately, it got lost over the years. And I know. Yeah. But anyway, back to Swansea Sound.
Are they? They're not based in Swansea, are they?
Yeah.
He's Welsh, isn't he? Hugh's Welsh.
He's from Swansea, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, is he? Right. Okay.
You don't know your Pooh Sticks history, clearly.
No, I don't.
Where were you in 88, mate?
Yeah. Do you think this song stands up to, older stuff?
Well, it sounds very similar to the Poo 6 to me. I mean, you know, it's not breaking any new ground, but I think people would be disappointed if it did. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of fun. The Poo Sticks were always fun. The songs were silly little bubblegum songs that that were just very simple, very taking the piss out themselves. I mean, Hugh Poo Stick, I mean, come on, he's got the whitest voice in the whole world, probably. I always thought it was hilarious that, you know, it's particularly after the first couple of records when the Poo Sticks tried to get a bit rocky and they introduced, you know, guitar solos and stuff and got a little bit of musicianship behind them, he still had this whiny indie voice, which never really... I liked it at the time. I mean, that's, to me, that's a lot of what indie music's all about, you know, having a go. Have a go, get up there, don't be afraid to have a go.
Have a go. It's funny they're still doing it, though, isn't it? I'ean, deep into their 50s.
Well, I think this is a new thing.
Yeah, it's a new project. It's a new project, isn't it?
Amelia's never stopped
doing
music. So, you know, I mean, you couldn't throw a stick in the late 80s without Amelia Fletcher singing backing vocals.
Oh, she was on everything, wasn't she? Every single,
The Wedding Present and the Brilliant Corners. But I mean, you know, that's all right. I liked all those records.
Is it the two of them, Amelia Fletcher and Rob? Do they? Is it the Catenary Wires or Catenary Wires?
Yes,
or?
That's it. Yeah, I don't know how you say it. That's them. That's the latest thing, isn't it?
Very different to what we just heard, though.
I believe so. Yeah. It's sort of more folky and downbeat, isn't it? Is that right?
A bit more middle-aged, I suppose.
Have
you noticed? It says here, a physical 7-inch version is for sale on eBay. There is only one copy available. The auction ends 22nd of January, 2021.
Oh,
right.
Oh, we missed it. Oh, it was a couple of days ago.
Oh, God, I wonder who's got
it. Hey, go, click on that link. Let's see what it went for.
Let's see. Let's have a look.
We'll just wait. Yeah. The suspense is killing
me.
What? £592?
No one's even bothered, are they?
Look at that.
No one was even bothered
Nearly
about
six.
It.
Nearly 600 notes. Jeez.
For one song.
Look at that. He could have bought six copies of On Tape by the Poo Sticks for that. Jeez.
So they have sold their soul on eBay, basically, by doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting way of doing it. There's something else noticeable about this I just want to bring to attention is supported by. Have we seen who it's supported by? Stu Baboon. This make good radio. Stuart Gibb, the Gibbmeister. Gibbo.
Yeah, we probably know half the people that bought this.
I went to school with this chap. That's the.
I like his comment. Favorite track. I sold my soul on eBay.
Yeah, it's a good choice, isn't it?
For a one track.
This is only one track.
I believe they have an LP coming out, so I'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
There we go.
Good. That's the sound of Swansea. There we are. Swansea sound.
Sound of Swansea.
Shall we have one more song?
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay. This is Lynx. Everyone's hot, brackets, and I'm not.
Everyone's a model, and I'm a librarian. Everyone's a corgi, and I'm an Alsatian. Everyone's a birth, and I'm a C-section. Everyone's a train, and I'm a train station. Everyone's appealing, they all look good. I'd swipe right if I could. A nice straight girl tells me that I look good, but I really, really, really wish a gay guy would. So I smile, say hi, have I met you before? Did you like the band? Yeah, I've met them before. Then I lean in and he tells me to stop, and everyone's hot, and I'm not. Brazilian, I'm a librarian from Wigan. pound. They've got 1 million. Everyone's a reptile and I'm an amphibian. My bread roll doesn't taste good to the ducks, and the kids don't want the candy in my truck. Bad luck, bad luck. This is it, I'm stuck. Giving you meaning to giving zero fucks, cause I'm cute as a button, but they won't press me. Everyone's police, but they don't arrest me. Everyone's coke and I'm Diet Pepsi. Everyone's a dick and I'm testes. The guy says, hey, I'm not into all of that. I don't like boys, I like pussy, twat, vagina, and every other synonym of not me. So I laugh and say, I don't know what you mean. No, I was joking. Go into the smoking section. Look both directions, I'm alone. I feel like a leper. I catch the sight of my reflection. I don't feel any better. Because everyone's hot, and I know everyone's hot.
Everyone's pretty bored of this, right? Let's do the other bit. Yeah, this bit. Woo! Yeah, I love this bit. Okay, this verse is gonna be good.
Everyone's hot and I'm not. Everyone's fit and I'm shit. Everyone's eye and I'm shite. Everyone's sexy and I'm Dexy's midnight runners on a Thursday night.
So that was, hang on, who was it? Lynx.
Lynx.
But not that one, not the Lynx.
It's not
from the 19... Yeah. Was there a Lynx from
I was going to ask if it was the Brit Soul funk band from that had a hit with Intuition.
Well, you couldn't tell from that outfit, could you?
No.
Yeah. We'll have to post a link to the video, because I guess we'll be referring to the video in our... discussion.
Everybody's sexy, and I'm Dexy's Midnight Runners on a Thursday night.
That was incredible.
Do you think he's actually a librarian from Wigan?
No.
Oh, my God, I do hope so.
No.
Yeah, it's very difficult to, like you say, to talk about that song without referencing the video, because the video is pretty bonkers.
Mm.
Where did you find this, Stuart?
Well, it was actually someone just posted it,
right,
and I saw it, and I thought, that's kind of hilarious, but I don't know anything about the band.
No,
I was hoping you would.
No.
Because other than this song, I don't know anything about them. I should have done my homework.
Yeah, don't know a thing.
But, I was just assuming you two, they're from England, clearly.
Oh, God.
I mean,
another thing that was responsible for...
Well, you know, the references gave it away.
Yeah.
No, I know nothing.
Yeah, look
nothing
at that. We don't know what to say about it now, do we?
No.
No, although it did have a very sad bit in the middle, didn't it? It got all sad for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, but I liked how it kind of jumped back into it. Everyone's bored of this bit.
Yeah, the sad bit. Let's get back into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
What else was I going to say?
I've got nothing to say.
I maybe should have warned the listeners before I played that one. There was some rude references to genitals and things like that in that song.
Oh, God.
Yes. So,
kids. You could bleep them out, Matt.
Yes, I could
do that. Bleep them out, couldn't
yeah,
you?
No. Yeah. Yeah. How do they compare with the Sleaford Mods then? What do you think? Yeah.
Better. Better or worse than Sleaford Mods?
Are you saying they're...
Who are you asking?
Are you asking or saying they are better and worse?
I'm asking. Yeah. I'm putting it out there to our listeners. Are they better or worse than Sleaford Mods?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of like a cross between They Might Be Giants and Sleaford Mods.
That's definitely better than. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it. You two look a little shell-shocked.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it.
It's not often I haven't really got anything to say.
referring to the video, what's that? Is that, it's Burberry, is it?
Burberry, isn't it? Yeah.
I wonder if you can get that outfit from Burberry.
I think he made it himself.
Oh, you think so? Right. just talking of Lynx, as in LYNX.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember one of their hits?
Yes.
Intuition.
Intuition, was it one? Yeah.
Is that one of them?
Was it?
Who did Mama used to say? That wasn't one of them.
Mama used to say. I think it might have
been. Was that one of them?
Was it?
Was it?
I don't know.
Was it David Grant?
David Grant, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Crikey.
Yeah, David Grant was in Lynx. Yeah, there you go. I was right.
David Grant. Right, shall we wrap things up then? We've listened to three...
I guess so.
three exciting songs for 2021. Yeah, talking of that, because various things publish the sound of 2021, don't they? Including BBC and...
It's always the rich kids, isn't it? All the rich bands and artists and ones and things like that.
Yeah, I can't say I've been particularly excited by anything. Not that I've delved very deep, but, but I'm sure there will be lots of exciting sounds coming up.
There has to be. By the laws of by default, there will be. Yeah. It's got to be something. Law of averages.
Otherwise, this whole project's just going to peter out, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, let's hope
lack,
some good
lack of good play. Sounds.
Yes,
mate, I got a whole armful of new sounds for you.
Oh, good.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, don't realise this, but Richard couldn't even be asked picking a song.
Couldn't be asked picking one.
He said he was too busy listening to what have you been listening to all year so far, Richard?
70s power pop and The Fall.
And The Sleaf of Mods, by the sounds of it, as well.
I listened to two of the songs off the new album, which I recommend those two songs heartily to any listeners out there.
Well, look at that. You could have picked The Sleaf of Mods track, couldn't you?
I did think about it, because I did like one of them, but we already had them on the show, and I thought, they don't need any more publicity, do they?
Probably not. Yeah. I think they're doing all right now.
They're doing all right
actually,
for themselves.
That LP went to... It's a number one in the English hit parade, I heard.
Oh, well, there you go. They don't need us, do they? I'll think of a song for next time.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Good. Thank you.
Bye.
Right. Shall we... are we going to do scores?
So, yeah. Have we got any new features for this year? We still do scores. Oh, we'll keep it the same.
Yeah, we've had this long break, and we're just doing the same as we were before.
Exactly. Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah. I thought it would be packed with new features.
Yeah. 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 Well, if anyone listening has any good ideas, let's do a brainstorm. Yeah, a bit of blue sky thinking. Let's see if we can get some feature ideas in. You can contact us through the Twitter. Yeah, a quick one pod. It's preceded by an @, isn't it? That's right. And there is a Facebook thing too. So there you go. Any ideas, any comments, anything at all?
Please come up with some ideas.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. We started with Cheek Face. That was from their second album release. That was Call Your Mum from the album Emphatically No. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it an 8.
Wow. That's a good start for the new year, isn't it? An 8. I enjoyed it too. It's that one of those things where you've got to judge it against the other things that were played, and when you're doing scores, isn't it? I did like it. 7.5.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I also liked it. I'm gonna. It's gonna get an emphatic yes from me. I'm gonna give it a 7.5.
All
right. Also,
a strong start. Okay. Then we head on to Swansea for the sound of Swansea. Swansea Sound.
All right.
That's what they're called. I sold my soul on eBay. I sold my one track 7-inch single for 400 odd quid on eBay. Oh, it's me first.
Go on then.
It was all right. I'll give it 7.
Oof.
Yeah, it was all right. Sound like the poo sticks to me. For old time's sake, I'll give it 6.5.
Oh, harsh. Good Lord. Well, I was going to go the other way for old time's sake because I found that very, very refreshing to these aged ears. I'm going to compensate for Richard's pathetic 6.5 by giving it an 8.5. Yes. Okay. I know. If that record wasn't 600 quid, I would have rushed out and bought it.
All right. So that's a very what's the word? Not a bad score.
Just edit it. Edit the word.
Can't think of the word. a perfectly decent. I'm just adding it up. Perfectly decent.
Okay, he's
22.
Look at that.
I'm writing it down this time as well.
We need to get your calculator.
I'm better when I do it in my head, obviously.
I know.
We had Lynx, LYNKS. And what was the song called? Can't remember. But
Everyone's Hot.
Oh, yes.
And I'm
Everyone's
Not.
Hot brackets, and I'm Not.
Could have been a Poo Stick song that 30 years ago, couldn't it?
I'm going to go halfway in between my previous two scores, 7.5. For the the video was good fun as well. Yeah, I like the middle bit where he sat down and slowed down a bit like that.
Yes, that's all right. Yeah, go on then, Richard. Surprise us.
Two.
Look at it. His face says it all. Two. Did he say?
Did you say two?
Two.
Two. Right. That is.
Oh, you miserable git! Lowest score ever
by some margin. Yeah.
Good Lord. Sweeping statement. I can't. You just did that
I'd love you to see you compensate for that.
All right. Well, I'm not even going to try. Sorry, Lynx, you haven't won this week, but I will give it a 7.5 and an 8.5 for the video.
So, okay, I'll give an average of 8.
But,
then.
Okay,
eight.
Yeah. There you go.
So that's a score of a total. Right. That means I'm afraid Lynx have lost. Oh, sound effects. This could be a new feature.
I just happened to be sat next. I just happened to be sat next to a drum.
That's brilliant.
So, congratulations this week to Cheekface, who have won this week's coveted
fix.
So, well done to them. Okay, so that's the end of the first A Quick One show. Could we call it Season 2, possibly?
Season 2, yeah.
Season
first
two,
of many.
2021.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and depending on when everyone's available, we'll do another one.
Yes, hopefully. Yay! within the month, yeah.
And don't forget to listen to us, obviously, on all the different... All of them. But listen to us
Deezer,
on all of those.
Deezer, Spotify.
Yeah, Apple, all that sort of stuff. And like, subscribe.
Are we on Spotify?
Yes,
yeah, we're on Spotify.
Spotify, everything. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't like them, do you, Stu?
I didn't know they did podcasts.
Yeah, they do.
I don't have a Spotify account.
Spotify.
People say, like, so, you know, I have a little record label.
Oh, yes.
So this is how fucking lazy bands are nowadays. They send me Spotify links to check out there. But I'm like, you know what? If you want to put a record out on my label, do not send me a Spotify link. Because firstly, I want it on a cassette. Cassette, please.
You want demos. You want demos. To set demos through the post.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way to do
just
it.
Just like the old time. Old times, yes.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion lately about the cost of postage between Europe and the USA, etc. So,
it's a nightmare,
you know, it's going to be quite an investment sending that cassette over if you're based over.
Yeah,
there.
You've got they've got to mean it, man.
Well, yeah,
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Pay the $50 postage fee or whatever it is.
Yeah,
to get your cassette.
Yeah,
there.
I bought two vinyl LPs from England a couple of days ago, and the postage was $51.
And you still bought them? Well, they must be really good records.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good records, yeah. Good
ones. Well, yeah. I guess. Wham. But I didn't quite realise until.
Yeah, that's what's happening. That people aren't realising. Yeah.
Ridiculous. I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. $51. Oh, too late. I already hit buy.
Yeah. And I sent a vinyl record to America recently, and it cost me £19.
Oh, well, was that pre or post Brexit?
Post.
Oh.
It's gone up from 16, I think. It was 16, it's gone up to 19. Mm. Who knows where it may go next.
Yeah.
So you must have paid well over, probably over $100 all in all for two records.
Two records, yeah.
It was, in fact, the postage was more than the records themselves.
God, that's nearly... Yeah. That's nearly as much as you pay for a Swansea Sound record, isn't it?
Yes. paying the postage again, £500.
Yeah.
You could, about 20 years ago, you could probably send a record to the moon for that amount of money, couldn't you?
Shocking. That's the modern world for you, isn't it? Bloody hell.
I know.
Right. Dreadful. All right, we better wrap this up, boys.
So if anyone's still listening, I'll probably have edited way loads of stuff out by now. Shall we stop? We'll say goodbye.
Yeah, just stop.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Just stop.
Stop.
Bye.
Bye.